welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Inspiration Evening, the Abundant Power Hour. I'm Anna, and I have my co-host, Anita. Hi, Anita. And
hey, Anna.
So, there is lots of sequestering going on in the world, and very minimal bread and TP on the shelves, apparently. So, I do want to acknowledge that we do have a caller who's been waiting patiently for us. So we'll get to you in just one moment. Someone raising their hand.
Cool.
Yes. Hello.
Yay.
So I briefly went out today to run a few errands, and it's quiet. It's very quiet here. I mean, it's quiet here anyway, but it was very quiet here this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a typical Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, not that many people on the road, I noticed here.
Yeah, and that's a big deal in that area, too. Well, let's go ahead and get this caller on. One thing I'd love for folks to share, area code 205, you're on the air. And for the Abundant Power Hour. Hello? Maybe they have us silenced. So we'll give them a few minutes to get on there. And, if you're calling in, if you're listening in, you can dial 718-664-9124, and then once you dial in, push 1, and that raises your hand, and I can see that, and then we'll get you on the air. If you are listening in and you want to get on the air, just push 1. It's easy. So we had a topic that we're going to talk about tonight, and you had mentioned it last week. What were we talking about last
shadow.
Week? Shadow work. Yeah, we were talking about the
correct.
Well, you know, shadow work is interesting. It's a very interesting, thing. And you want to share your take on what it is? And
well, I mean, the way I kind of understand it is being okay with your dark moments and your light moments, but that may not be correct.
It actually is what the understanding is. You usually have in everything, you have a spectrum, or you have an extreme. So dark, light, you know, so obviously that's the most obvious. So we talk about being in the light and of the light and step into the light. At the same time, there's a part of us and there in every person that is there's a dark side. And I think a lot of this shadow work is coming up now because there are a lot of light workers. And I will say that I was one of those in the very beginning when I first started understanding this information, where I wanted to be positive, stay positive, look at everything positive, didn't want to look at anything negative, didn't want to acknowledge the angry, the sad, the, you know, all of that. I just wanted to uplift. And the idea is not to suppress that shadow side or that dark side. You want to acknowledge it. You want to look at it, because within that, well, you have to say, without that, there would be no light. So there's something within every single person, and we can choose to look closer to the light or closer to the dark. And so we have to understand as human beings, when we acknowledge our dark side and we actually come to love that, not from a place of doing not good things, but from a place of loving our whole selves as a human being, then and only then can we allow ourselves to move on, or to be mostly in the light, if you will. There's a fine line sometimes between the dark side or the shadow side and the light side. So, and in every side, there's also a perspective. I mean, look at that. You know, you can look at that in it plays out in so many different things in the world, not only just movies, but also just in life in general. And we all have the ability to be good or not good, you know, so there's that. It goes back and forth. But really the shadow work that I know I've been working on is just acknowledging the stuff that I didn't think felt good, or I didn't think was a good thought, or a thought that I should acknowledge, or something that, let's take for example, I don't get to see my kids all the time now. And there was a period of time when it was just, and it still is, it still does hurt, and I miss them tremendously at times. At the same time, there are things that I'm able to do now because I'm not constantly, now my kids are older, so it's fine, but when they were younger, you couldn't just run out the door, run an errand and do things. You had to pack the kids, and it took, you know, an hour to 2 hours to get them packed up, get in the car, all this stuff, and that was fine. And now I had to acknowledge that sometimes technically all the time, but acknowledging the fact that you actually were happy without having your kids and your experience every day, that was not an easy thing for me to shift. Does that make sense? Like my shadow side was feeling guilty because there were times when I was, you know, like when I traveled out west and I didn't, and I would see things and I would say, oh gosh, I would love for the kids to see this, but I was enjoying myself. And so I was having a really nice time. And then the part of me was like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have a great time because, you know, my kids aren't here and I want to share this with them. So there would be this whole dialogue that would go on within my head about, you know, the guilt and should I really be having fun? And so, I mean, and I know that's a kind of an interesting example, but we do that on a day-to-day basis. There's so many people who have these thoughts, and we don't want to acknowledge these thoughts and who we are. And some thoughts are, you know, we create with our thoughts. So that's a big deal too. And the more we push those thoughts down, the stronger that creation becomes. And so what has happened, you know, fairly recently is just letting go of the thought, letting go of that shadow and acknowledging it and loving it and saying, you know what, I'm here. There, I have no control over other people in my life and circumstances and things. So I have to shift this into something good and acknowledge the fact that I'm happy in these moments when I don't have exactly what I want, what I think I want, you know. So it's that thing, like it's, and then that's a program. You realize that that's a program because my program is, you know, family is everything. So I would love to, you know, spend time with my kids and travel with those kids. At the same time, it wasn't happening right then. So I had to let go of that. And it's almost like not the moment I let go, but when I let go, guess what? Things eased up. All of a sudden I'm able to see my kids whenever I'm in Atlanta or anywhere near them. Things have shifted and changed. And it's really, and that's what I call, that's part of my shadow work. I'm not saying that's everybody's shadow work, but you know, you pick something, you're going to have a thought in your head, say for example, this pandemic that's going on right now. And you know, people are going to the grocery store and they're looking for things and they can't find them. I mean, today I was at a grocery store and I was in the bread aisle and all the bread's gone. Just, you know, there were a couple of my hamburger buns or something sitting there, but all the bread's gone and people were coming in. They were just like, it was ridiculous, you know? And so in there's a scarcity, there's that thought that's and to me, those thoughts are also like shadow work. There's something going on deep down inside that says, you know, panic. And when that panic button kicks in, depending on your programming from your youth, if you didn't have enough to eat or you didn't have, you know, gas in the car, you didn't have, you know, so you're going to go overboard. And that's really what's happening now. People are running from this place of fear. And so tapping into that fear and what does that mean? To me, that's doing the shadow work. That's looking at the stuff that doesn't really feel good to you, but acknowledging it and loving it because it is part of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot. Yeah, That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think, too, just because I went, too, to the store, and I didn't even look in the toilet paper aisle, but then when I was leaving, I thought, oh, maybe I should go look, you know, because I don't really need any, but, you know, I could need some in the future. And so I went back in just for a second, and like you said, there was, you know, absolutely no toilet paper, which was fine. But I agree with you that it's, I can't say, I guess at this point in my life, I'm more of an observer of things than a judger, just where I am in my spirituality. And so, you know, it just is what it is. And, you know, to me, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you can put yourself in observation mode, you know, maybe you do need, like today I needed to go to the store. I, you know, my dad and his wife just got back from the Middle East. And so we're kind of basically sequestering ourselves here in Alabama, which is, you know, kind of in the country anyway. But I ran to the store and I'm asking him, it's like, what do you want? The funny part is he wanted fruits and vegetables, which I've already picked up some, but so all of that stuff is still there, and that was the funny part to me. Everything that I needed, I got. I mean, I got strawberries, I got cantaloupe, I got pineapple, I got bananas, you know, I got all this fruit, I got salad stuff, everything green, every tomatoes, you know, everything, avocados. And I was like, you know, just going through the store, getting my stuff. And I just happened down the aisle and just found it very interesting how, you know, everybody was, I mean, those aisles were still packed and people were trying to find something, you know, and then they were just grabbing what was on the shelves. And I didn't go down the toilet paper aisle, you know, we have, you know.
Well, it was just a second thought for me because I didn't know, you know, if they had gotten any in or anything. And so then, you know, I saw they hadn't and it was like, oh, well, you know, because I have enough. I just thought, well.
And
you
I'm
know,
saying if we
get another pack.
Yeah. But if when you're in observation mode and you can observe what's going on and you can just breathe through that and just say, you know, it's okay. Like you said, it's okay. I'm observing it. And so what happens though, and a lot of times people just get to the mode where they react to and not everybody's going to do this. Not everybody's going to sit and contemplate why they're reacting. You know, it's become a pandemic. We talked about this on Friday, how it's become a pandemic, a lot of because of the news and social media. And again, not saying nothing, there isn't anything going on. A lot of people say, well, you think you're saying this is a hoax. Absolutely not. There is something going on. I get it. The social distancing is fine. It's all good. I'm just saying when we keep talking about being afraid and we keep talking about the fear and we keep talking about how this is going to get worse and this is the end of the world and all of this, that's the stuff that feeds it out. It's what we're putting out and it's what it feeds it. So, and then there's the opposite of that is if we can look at this from a place of love and that there will be a gift in this. And most of us that are really, you know, talking about energy and doing these things, we understand that this is a shift. This is a major shift in the world.
In consciousness.
In consciousness, right.
And just to give you an example, yesterday my son was, they live in Atlanta, so they were having a harder time getting things, and they're vegan. So, you know, I said, that's fine, I'll go over to Walmart, because they wanted things like bananas, because what they do is they freeze the bananas, you know, once they're ripened. And then they'll just actually take the bananas and eat them, kind of like a banana ice cream thing,
like
you know, or put them in smoothies or, you know, whatever. So, you know, went over to Walmart. And, I mean, like you said, all the organic stuff, they had a ton of it. You know, I got potatoes, I got baby spinach, you know, I got bananas. So I was like you. I was like, you know, well, the stuff I need is there. And so then I met them at Sprouts in Cumming, and to their delight, Sprouts had everything. you know. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about the story is, you know how I trust God and the angels. Well, my Walmart bill was 111, even.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, y'all are too funny. And then, you know, I told my son, you know, just don't panic. I said, you're going to find all the stuff you need. And so then when we got to, you know, the Sprouts, he said, oh, my gosh, Mom, they have everything. I said, so it's what you're saying. The thing I was putting out is it's going to be there. Everything's going to be mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. And it was.
You trust the divine or God or universal source or whatever label you put on that. And when you trust that and you know that you are infinitely loved, and that's the key, is not feeling isolated and not feeling that, strange things are happening. And it's a very different, mm-hmm. it's kind of a quiet world right now, which, you know, quite frankly, I kind of like. Part of me wishes I was in Atlanta so I could experience the semi or non-traffic that's going on there. That would be amazing. So, but the other part of me is like, great that I'm here and I can stretch out. There is, you know, I'm on some big property. So if I need to go take a walk or go outside or do any of that, I've got plenty of room without, you know, having to get in the car and do things. So mm-hmm. again, it's counting those blessings that you have right now. And that's the thing that I've been trying to, you know, instill in people just with my post and stuff, is if you can just
right.
have an attitude of gratitude and you can appreciate things every day, no matter what that is, then that's
right.
what's going to see us through this. And it's, again, not saying nothing's going on. I know there's something going on because we're manifesting it. We're creating it, and we're creating it big with this tribal mentality of fear. And so that being able to switch, and again, you know, we were talking about the shadow side, but this kind of ties into that because it really,
right.
it's really asking people to sit with this and find out where that fear is coming from.
And
first
see
of
what
all,
their programs are too.
Exactly.
Like you said, programs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those paradigms from, you know, when we were, you know, really small. So when
mm-hmm.
small, and then of course we let some go, and then we relearn different things based on
mm-hmm.
things that have happened to us during our life. So understanding that, you know, traumatic things have an effect on us, celebratory things have an effect on us, big things with big energy have effect on us, and then this, of course, is having an effect on us because this is sort of like a wave of energy that comes through. Let's just say that. So even
mm-hmm.
though you can't see it, and even though, you know, we're talking about it, and, you know, every person that in your head, if you're like, this isn't going to affect me, this wave will affect everybody. And I'm not talking about everybody getting the virus. I'm saying just in mental, our emotional body, our spiritual body, and then our physical
body.
By
what we put out.
By
what
we put out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this.
But you're absolutely right.
I'm saying that this became a pandemic because of that wave that got put out through social media
yes.
and through the news feed.
Yes.
And so, again, whose information and who are you going to believe? That's the thing. Like, and I want to keep saying, I'm not saying nothing is going on. I am saying check in with yourself. Really, really check in. I think I put something on yesterday that said breathe. It's this whole breathing thing that said, you know, do this for 15 minutes. Just be in that space of quiet and be in that space of breathing for yourself and do your best to clear your mind and just allow that peacefulness to come in. And when you do
when you do that.
No, I would say when you do that, you can relax into really all is well. You know, stuff
right.
is going to happen in life. That's when these things happen.
But there is something you can do too, Anna, which is what a lot of the groups I'm in have done. You know, I know you're in groups that have been working on themselves and as we call it, ascension, ascending,
mm-hmm.
and not being in the dense energy
the 3D.
Here on Earth.
Yeah.
Because, right. Well, I mean, there's...
Mm-hmm.
you know, even if it wasn't 3D, it's very dense right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
it's hard to, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to move through it because, like you said, it is all energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the ones of us who've been doing a lot of work, and, you know, again, that's not bad if you haven't, but we actually know, in fact, there were four of my groups yesterday that got online with at least 20 people in each, some more, and just sent out good energy to everybody on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And even sent out loving energy to the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, said, we know it wasn't your fault you got out. You know, so, you know, we're sending you good energy. We'd like you to move on, you know, into the light. Thank you for the gifts you've shown us and the lessons you've taught us. But we're ready for you to move on. You know, and that type of thing. And then there were other ones, you know, just sending, you know, putting bubbles of light around everybody on Earth or sending
mm-hmm.
healing or, you know, so that is something people can do to change what you said, the energy of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And that's why we keep pushing for everybody to shift it just in a place of, not kind of flipping out and because I've had people
instead of
a fear consciousness. Right. Because I've had people send me like private messages and they're,
mm-hmm.
it's most of them are really nice. And then some of them are very scientific and very, they're talking all about, you know, the virus. And it's like, This is something that I'm not feeding into, and I'm not stepping into this, and like you said, in being in observation mode really helps you shift or me shift,
mm-hmm.
we all shift
mm-hmm.
to a place of even neutral, where we're not giving off. It's an energy. So fear is an energy and a vibration,
mm-hmm.
and love is an energy mm-hmm. and vibration. So when we, what
right.
does Abraham say? If you focus on it for 17 seconds, you pull it into your vortex. So I have examples of people that I've worked with. I have a dear friend of mine whose family worked for the American Cancer Society, and every person, and she did too for a while, and every person that she knew and loved, not every person, but those close to her, parents and friends, a few friends and stuff, they all died of cancer. And she realized that
mm-hmm.
she was in the midst of this and that she needed to step away. So she stepped away from working with the American Cancer Society. Now, I'm not saying that you can
mm-hmm.
work with you and be that. I'm just saying, what are you holding in your vibration? What are you constantly talking about? It's about becoming aware of anything.
Right.
Awareness is
right.
huge. So when you are in the grocery store, and if you're looking at anything that says, just starts talking about this, this strand of coronavirus or anything, and you're reading it, and it's there, it's
mm-hmm.
it's in your awareness, it's conscious, it keeps coming at you and coming at you. If you're on social media a lot, it keeps coming at you and coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
mm-hmm.
I step away from it. I'll step away from it. You know, if I post something, generally it's either for the show. I've got some private groups, like you have groups
mm-hmm.
and things that we
mm-hmm.
post in there, and we talk to each other, we communicate. And so those messages are going back and forth. That's it. And then
mm-hmm.
I'll put something positive on my page just to fill that up. Now, that's not always received
right.
well. It's not always received well. And that's okay. I have to know where,
mm-hmm.
personally, every single one of us need to know where we are in this for ourselves. Doesn't anybody
mm-hmm.
else, doesn't, it's not about, and we do affect, you know, I've often said, you know, you can't create in someone else's experience. And
right.
that other person or those people can use you as a jumping off place, and that they can be a jumping off
mm-hmm.
place of fear, false evidence appearing real. So fear, or
mm-hmm.
they can use you as a jumping off place of relief and saying, oh, let me look at that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read that for a minute. Let me just breathe for a minute. Let me
mm-hmm.
just be here. And so if we can do you know, what's it, do-gooder, be a do-gooder, but do better, you know, be that, be
well,
that person.
I sending light out and positivity, and even in the midst, it's kind of like the law of attraction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have something yet, but you act as if you have it. That's the same mm-hmm. thing with this virus. You act as if, or you speak as if it's already gone by, it affected few, you know, it taught us some great lessons. That's all part of the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. And then we can talk about resonance then. So then our thoughts get mirrored back to us. So
mm-hmm.
when we put that out there, what comes back? Because those thoughts are always going to come back. So that's the, again, that's, you can choose. It's a choice. So be,
mm-hmm.
you know, be able to have that choice. Let me check with our little friend raising her hand. Area code 205, are you there?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Good.
I'm doing good. Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Are you joining the conversation? You have a question? How can we hang out with you this evening?
Yes. I actually have a question.
Sure.
My question is, I have to, I guess I have to pick between the two, but when do you see me entering the nursing program? I actually started last semester, and it didn't go well, but I tested high enough to enter back into the program. And it's supposed to be the summer, but I can also go in during the fall.
Okay. Well, Patricia, one suggestion I might make just right away, because I'm a big words person, is mm-hmm. instead of saying it didn't go well, it didn't go currently exactly like I would like it to.
Okay. It didn't go currently as I would like. Okay. Sounds better.
Okay. Because that says you know how it's going to go, but currently it's just, you know, not going that way, which, you know, doesn't really put any judgment on it. It's just like it's a time thing.
Yeah.
So that's my one suggestion for, you know, just your words.
Okay.
Are you going to draw some cards, Anita?
Yeah, that's what I'm shuffling.
Okay,
while
you're doing
that,
Patricia, give me your day and month of your birth date.
2/6.
So February 6th?
Yes. And I am a twin. I don't know if that matter. I'm a twin to a boy. And I always wonder when I'm getting readings, do his energy get picked up? But I tell myself, well, no, because they're talking to me. And it's my energy, so I don't think they would be picking up him. But sometimes I wonder that. But yes,
generally, if you if you're calling in, you're basically giving us permission to connect to your energy. So
yes.
mm-hmm.
Now I will say that there is probably, obviously, since you're twins, a cord that connects the two of you, an energetic cord. So it could possibly ripple and affect him or vice versa. I've seen that in twins where one twin was going through something and the other twin felt that, you know, felt the agitation actually. So
my husband was a twin. Him and his twin have both passed, but my husband was a twin, Patricia.
Oh.
So I can relate to that. Yeah, and he had a sister twin.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I pulled a, and I know Anna's going to do the numerology. You want to do that first, or you want me to do the cards first?
Go ahead and do the cards. We'll go that way.
Okay. So you got Possum, and the Possum, the card says, have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you have a backup plan?
Well, I work in the health field, and I've been working in it for about 15 years. So I do have a lot of experience, and you know, that was just going to be my ultimate goal. I've worked, assisted doctors in surgery as a surgical technician and medical assistant. So I have a lot of experience. Home health is what I've been doing now because I was in the nursing program, so it's more flexible. So I would just continue to work in the field and use my experience.
Yeah, because this card is kind of suggestion. Don't have, and this is true for most things that you set a goal for, don't be too specific, because a lot of times the universe has something better for you that you'd even like better.
Okay.
And that's why sometimes a door is closed so another one can open for you. And that's kind of what I feel with this card, because it says don't have only one plan. And and it says too often you'll be stuck with an agenda about how things should be. Okay? And so that's all I'm saying is nursing's great, and don't lose that goal. But as you're pursuing this nursing, what I'm feeling from this card is keep looking around. See, ooh, I like that. That's good. You know, so don't close all your options, and also be aware when an opportunity comes to you.
Okay.
And then your other card was from the Archangels, and you got 10 of Ariel. And so I feel like whatever you're going to get into is going to be a success, because this card says, which really Anna had mentioned some of, there's very much to be grateful for. And I'm feeling for you, the grateful thing is you've got choices. And obviously you like healthcare, so that's, you know, something else to be grateful for, because, you know, I don't know how well I would do in it. Now, I like my mom's in a memory care, and I like that type of environment, but I'm, you know, nowhere near as familiar with healthcare as you probably are. But this card also says financial success and the promise of retirement. So, you know, I really do feel that if you kind of let go of a specific picture and leave it, kind of surrender and say, okay, you know, God in the universe or whoever, you know, is your guide, you know, I am open to receive the best thing for my highest good.
Okay.
And then you can even say, show me the way.
Okay.
Does that
yes.
make sense?
Oh, yes, that makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. Yes, because, I love nursing people back to health. It is just such my life passion. I just really love taking care of people. And
bless
nursing,
you.
Thank you. Nursing, it has that you know, you can, like you said, in nursing, you could work in, which I've worked in labor and delivery, you can work in peds, you could work in hospice. And I've worked at the beginning of life and at the end of life. And I've helped transition over, and I've helped with bringing life in. And, oh, they are so beautiful to me both, you know. And, God, I just want to be there.
So that's why I'm saying ask your guides and the people you know, because you do have, you know, angels, guides, whatever around you all the time. So don't be afraid to ask them for help. And you may also ask other people, this is what I'm hearing for you, you know, that you work with or you know well in healthcare. You know, what do you think my strengths are?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, yes.
You know, because you may see your strengths as one thing, but they may see you like as the optimal leader or, you know, I don't know. I'm just guessing a few things. Or a great project manager or, you know.
Yes.
So, but Anna's going to do your numerology.
I just did your personal year, which is a 3, and the three year is all about creativity, and it's good for personal and professional relationships. So, part of me is like if you're feeling that going into the nursing program this summer, and it's going to like just listening to you speak already, it sounds like, wow, she just loves what she does and going from there. I would check in and say, hey, yeah, I'm really feeling it. I'm feeling like I can put a lot of myself in here, a lot of my creativity in here, and I can really do this and go for it. And I will tell you, if you're feeling that, now I'm going to say that again, if you're feeling that, then I would say go for it this summer. Then if you're not feeling that, if you're not feeling that, because 3 is sort of a kind of a play number, it's a fun number. So some, you might be going, I'm not feeling that right now. I feel like taking a trip to the Bahamas or something, you know, so it's that kind of thing. So, but, and next year you will be going into a 4-year, which means that by the fall, all of a sudden you're going to be getting this little itch to like set some goals and make some plans.
Yes.
And it's going to kind of push you back into that corral of doing what you said you were going to do. And so if you don't do it this summer, you will definitely be making yourself do it like in the fall and going into the next year through your birthday next year. That 4 is going to kick in, and that's going to be like very, it's like organizing you, and all of a sudden you're going to make plans and you're going to have goals and you're going to be like, okay, I have to do this. Because we go in 9-year cycles. So you just came out of a 2-year, which was sort of like getting along with people, having a lot of people around, you know, that kind of energy. You probably helped some people out doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came into this, but you were more engrossed in hanging out with people and doing things last year. That was a 2-year. Now you're in your 3. So that's about your creative expression. Now it sounds like helping people is part of your creative expression. So very much, if you feel that pull, I would go with that pull. But definitely as the fall shows up, you're going to start feeling that twitch of, I've got to have a plan. I've got to buckle down and have a plan. And as you go into that program and go into the following year, 21, into your birthday, definitely you're going to be on track. You're almost going to be like tunnel vision with things that you have to get done that you've said you were going to do. So that's just a little bit of the numbers and how they work. So that, you know, going along with what Anita said, it's just, it really is, you know, your choice and how you feel. And most of us, if we're feeling that that's the track that we're going on, and like she said, if something presents itself, and it could very well present itself now that you're like, it's almost like you're energetically looking for creative expression. So something could come up in the industry, maybe a form of nursing that it sounds like you've kind of done everything, but maybe something else. And you're going, wait, you know, the world's changing so quickly right now that who knows what's going to be, you know, happening next month. But it sounds like, you know, you can look at that and say, wow, that's a great opportunity. And it fascinates you, and you're going to go in that direction. So just be open to those things, open to opportunities that are going to show up for you. So.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Great. Thank you, ladies. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
thank you,
welcome.
Anita. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Anna.
Good luck.
Thank
really
you, Patricia.
Yes, I received the message. Many blessings to you both. And
you
I
too.
Am open.
Awesome.
All right.
Very awesome. Thank you, Patricia.
I would like to remain on the line, if I may, please.
Oh, sure.
Listen to the show.
Oh, sure. We'd love to have you on the line.
Please do.
Thank
please
you, ladies.
Do. Mhm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. We do have someone else now raising their hand, so I would like
all
to
right.
get this person on the air. Area code 267. You're on the air with the Abundant Power Hour. How
Hello.
Can we serve you? Hello.
Hi, my name's Donna from Pennsylvania. I wanted to ask you, how is my love life going? I mean, do you see anything in the future soon?
So, Anita, you want to do some cards on that?
Life. Yeah, I'm pulling.
And then, Donna,
the,
if you want to give me your month and day, I'll do your year as well in numerology, if you're open to it.
Oh, 4/21.
4/21's your birthday?
Yeah, April 21st, 1962.
Okay. Okay. While Anita's pulling your cards,
yeah,
you have a birthday coming up. So in actuality, you're still in the energy of 2019, which is actually a 3-year. And Patricia, who is just on the phone with us, you know, that 3-year was about fun and stuff. But now we are in a 4-year, and so that makes a little bit of a difference. So right now, you are in a 1-year, which I call new beginnings. So I'm thinking this year, have you been sort of kind of getting rid of things and letting go of things and cleaning out things?
Oh, yes. I redid. I went through my closets. I got rid of old clothes. I'm getting new clothes. And it's just something that I did. It's not that I can afford it. I redid my house. I painted. And
see,
got rid of a lot of clutter. I didn't know what was wrong with me.
You're in a 9-year. Yeah. So again, we go in cycles of 9, and you were in a 9-year. And folks that are on the line, how you get that is you take your month. So right now you're 4/21, so that equals a 25. When I add those two numbers together, I reduce that down to a 7, and then since you're still in the energy of 2019, I added 3. If that makes sense, because you haven't had a birthday yet. So that comes to 10, that becomes a 1. I know that might be a little bit confusing, but what I'm doing is actually reducing it down. So what it means to me right now is that you are clearing out clutter, and then you are, like you said, you cleared it out, but you're also creating something new. Even if it's your house that you've been in for a while, you're now creating something new. So that's you can't help yourself when you're in that number. You can't help yourself because you're going, what's up with me? So, and that's exactly what happened. So then now you said you're painting, and are you redecorating and stuff like that? Is that what's happening?
Yes. It's basically just coming together now. I'm just finished. And, it's been exhausting, but I got there.
Okay. Well, you will be going. Okay, so you're in your 1 year, which means the year before, or 2019, before your birthday, probably into your birthday, you were doing all this cleaning out and doing all this stuff. And then after your birthday, that kind of calmed down a little bit. And now you're painting and now you're fixing everything up. On your birthday this year, you're going to go into a 2-year. A 2-year is partnership. It is about being around people. It is about, you know, spending time with people, and it's about connection. So that there's a possibility there. Okay, so 1 through 9, we have those cycles 1 through 9. The 2-year is about being with people, and also the 6-year is about love and family. So I'm not saying it's going to take another 4 years or whatever, but this 2-year has great potential and also new beginnings, which is what you're in right now too. Because sometimes when we leave stuff behind and you're letting go, you cleared out clutter. So what you've done now is you've allowed for your space to be received by somebody else. You've allowed, you know, they think if you want a partner or a mate in your life, make room for them. So you've done that. You've cleared out closets and you've painted your house and you've made things beautiful. And so you're basically opening yourself up and making a foundation to have this person come into your life. So I'm just letting you, as of your birthday this year, you're going into that 2 years, and that's very much about being with people. And it's going to be very that you talk about not knowing why you're doing what you're doing. you're going to be like, you know, going out, going, okay, I don't really feel like that. I kind of do. I feel like something's pulling me to go out. Then that's that thing. So go out. I would say go out with the intention, not of meeting somebody, but just being open to not meeting somebody on a, like a romantic level, because then you're going to be looking over your shoulder going, I wonder if that's what, you know, checking them. So when you do that, it puts that kind of funky energy in there. You just want to meet people, meet them where they're at, meet them. And when you're least expecting it, this person's going to show up. Right. So I'm going to let Anita do the cards, but I wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Cause I've been in a rocky relationship. I don't know where it's going. So,
Yeah, I got, a lot of the same things actually you did, Anna, but the card is Queen of Air. And what the card says, make clear that you have clear decision-making abilities. But what I'm feeling is that sometimes you don't trust yourself. So you really need to trust yourself. You really need to acknowledge your feelings, you know, especially if you want a true good relationship and not just want the relationship, but want the good feelings that go along with a good relationship. And it's funny because the card is also about clearing away all that no longer serves you, which you've done the clearing out. So it's interesting that that was in your numerology and also in your card. And another thing is lighten up about it, because I think like with Anna, if you get too serious or too focused on a certain way you see something going, then you miss all the other things that come along. So, you know, just have fun with it, like she said, just meet people, you know, but also if you're not feeling good, it's not right for you, and don't question that.
Okay.
Because I mean, you really deserve something really good, so don't say, oh well, this will probably improve or whatever. No, you know, you should get what you feel good, because if you look at it, you know, I think the problem people have is they look at pleasing that person, you know, want to make that person happy, but it is about making you happy too. And we want to make somebody happy, but they should want to make us happy too. And I think that's sometimes the part we miss.
Right.
And your other card, I pulled you an empowerment card, and it's change your internal chit-chat. So you have, it's kind of what I was just talking about, you have the power to really listen to how you feel and, you know, what kind of thoughts are coming into your head, and are these thoughts from past relationship, or is this really how I feel about this relationship? And also, you know, evoke laughter and happiness, and be grateful. Even if a relationship doesn't work out, be grateful for what you learned from it, because that way you'll know what you don't want in the next one.
Right.
So that's what I get for you.
Okay.
I want to say this too. Donna, you gave me your year, so I went ahead and did your life path. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And that really takes your entire birthday and brings it down to one number, and you are a seven. And I call the seven a God number, which means you intuitively, and Anita kept saying it, you intuitively know, in your gut, you already know the answer. And so sometimes, like you were talking about this relationship that was a bit rocky, I would check in with yourself and allow yourself to answer yourself and say, you know, is this relationship really serving me? Or is this something that maybe we can sit down and communicate about, and we can make this something that works? Because you're in a 1 year right now, which means it's new beginnings. So if that relationship really isn't working for you, you kind of should have let that go, like, you know, almost a year ago. So mm-hmm. I know that sounds a little harsh, but at the same time, mm-hmm. this is absolutely new beginnings for you. And you intuitively, when you can clear your energy out of things that are agitating you and irritating you, and you just sit with that, it's like, wow, if you let go, then you allow yourself to open up to something new, a newer experience, a newer relationship, a newer way of being. And like I said, you're going into a two. So let me just say, if you're hanging on to something that doesn't feel good and is not working for you, you cannot allow something new to come in that space, mm-hmm. because it's already full. You need to open that space up so that you allow for that person to come in. Now, if you think this relationship that you've had or you have is something that you can sit down and communicate and actually make it into a new type of relationship for both of you, then that's also something new. And then next on your birthday, that's even going to be stronger because you've got that two energy going on. So there's a couple of ways that it could go, but this really is you, Donna. You are so intuitive. And that's trusting yourself and trusting your own answers mm-hmm. to your questions, because mm-hmm. we can validate things in certain ways and by connecting with your energy, but understanding who you are, you're the only person that has that. You're the only person right. that has that energy and can say for yourself truly what's going on within your space. Mm-hmm. So,
and don't settle for something that does not make you happy.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm the one. It seems like I did all the work and like I did so much on myself through this whole year. I mean, so that's right on point. I guess I'm right where I should be, but the relationship mm-hmm. thing, I keep thinking, well, he's having problems financially, but something seems weird. I don't know what it is, but then
trust yourself that it is.
I'm ready to just pass that, you know, just mm-hmm. let it go. Because I keep thinking, well, maybe he's working on something and it's going to get better mm-hmm. and we're going to start, you know, a new life and he wants to try to do this.
Yeah, but he should be talking to you about that, because that's what a relationship is.
Right, he's totally, like, shut down.
Right, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want that no more.
Right. Yeah, and I think you'll resolve it.
You
answered your own question. Yeah, you'll resolve it before you should resolve it. Really, I mean, and I'm not saying you should, like I'm commanding you. I'm just saying intuitively, you're gonna like it's a feeling. It'll be a feeling in your gut. You're like, I just need to let this go, mm-hmm. or it's gonna be you're gonna contact him and say we need to go sit down and we need to have a conversation. And I would suggest going somewhere neutral, not his place, not your place. Just go somewhere neutral, mm-hmm. coffee shop, somewhere where you can sit and you can just be face-to-face with each other and have the conversation. If you really wanted this to work, you would step into what's possible. It sounds to me mm-hmm. like you're questioning a lot. And honestly, that would be – I would sit down and ask the questions to him. Ask him the questions. And if he's not willing to communicate with you, that's not a relationship. That is not
right.
Yeah. And so I feel like once you sit with this, I think before your birthday this year, you're going to be making some, pretty strong decisions. And I will venture to say that after you do that, you're going to feel a sense of relief, lightness. Not only are you going to have this beautiful home, but you're also going to have a beautiful you, and you're going to be, it'll actually, your energy will
attract what
yeah.
you want. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. And it's trusting that energy within yourself and trusting your abilities, mm-hmm. as an energetic being on this planet. I mean, you are powerful. We're all, folks, if you're
right.
listening, we are all powerful. We can manifest and create whatever it is that we want. And,
right.
you know, but we've got to work within the laws that we have here. We have to work within the energetic laws that we have here. And what that means is, you know, sometimes a lot of stuff takes up room within us, and sometimes we have to let those things go and release it. And don't
mm-hmm.
be afraid to. I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show, but we talked about shadow work, and that's the stuff where, you know, sometimes we think, like, I think I have to hang on to this relationship because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a body. Right. There's a body there. And that's the stuff that, and sometimes there's fear, false evidence appearing real, that there won't
mm-hmm.
be another body. There won't be another person. And here's the thing. You're better than that. You are so powerful. And when you lighten up, oh my God, you're going to glow and people are going to flock to you. And it's like, you've
mm-hmm.
got to know that about yourself. I mean, each and every single one of us, we have that ability. We just don't trust
mm-hmm.
a lot of times that we do. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I would definitely, you know, again,
mm-hmm.
you can try to have the conversations with him. If it doesn't work, you make those not easy decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not easy. And,
yeah. and
sit down and vision.
And remember, Donna, all our relationships are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, even when you sit down with him, just realize that he's taught you things that you do and don't want. So the relationship hasn't been for nothing, is what
right.
I'm trying to say. Yep. But I'm sorry, I cut you off. You said when
he
sits down with him. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, that's
exactly
right. Yeah.
When I do sit down with him and talk to him, like when I do see him once every 2 months now, all of a sudden, it'll be like, can't you just enjoy the moment? Like, why do we have to talk about that now? Because I have to move on. I'm 57 years old. It's, you know.
Don't get stuck on age. Yep. Because there's always somebody for everybody. Yep. Yep. Well, it sounds like you can't communicate. So, I mean, like Anna had mentioned, that doesn't really sound like a relationship if you can't talk.
Right.
But, you know, again, you have the choice. And even if you make the choice to stay with him and then you decide later not to, you're going to learn things. So, you know, I've been married, as Anna knows, 6 times, 3 different people, but 6 times. So some of them I married again.
Uh-huh.
And, and so, you know, I'm not an expert on marriage, but, you know, I do know from marrying the first one twice and the second one 3 times that, you know, really I should have known that wasn't going to work. But I still learn things even in that, so I don't beat myself up about it. So that's the best way I can put it to you, that, you know, I thought, well, I can change them. I can do this. You can't change them, you know, because, again, that's really not a relationship if somebody's just not being them, including yourself. Just be yourself. If you don't like something, say you don't like something.
Right.
Mhm.
Oh. Okay. Well, so far I'm basically on the right path.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us is exactly where we're supposed to be, whether we think it or not.
Yeah.
Because
right.
there's
but
always
just,
a gift. There's a gift
yeah.
in the chaos
right.
too. So. Yeah.
Right. But just trust yourself more, because you know, you, like Anna says, you. Even from everything that came into us, you know, you really do. You have the power to get what you want. Just don't put up with what you don't want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank
mm-hmm.
you, Donna. We appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have a blessed evening. Wow. That's I love those calls. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us and sharing in the conversation. I love it.
Good energy.
Absolutely
love
it. Very good energy. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's just for all of us, we very often, you know, will question. And I love the numbers. Like Gloria said, the numbers won't lie, you know. So I love it when you can use the numbers, to move you through what it is that you're going through. If you understand it, you're saying, you know, I'm in this year, I'm in that year. So it's so powerful to me. And you can guide yourself, but you can actually look at everybody. You can look at someone else's numbers. And for me, that's how I understand people. If I get their birthday and I can tell you what your life path is, then I can understand. And it's like, you know what? We may not always mesh, but I understand you because maybe I have a lot of fours around me, and fours are very organized and goal oriented. And that drives me nuts. I'm a five. Mm-hmm. I need change. I need freedom. And so, but I love my fours. They're great. And they keep me on track. So that's awesome. But anyway, that's our show. Oh my gosh. That was a quick hour again.
Oh, those were good calls. Very good.
Very good. I really appreciate everybody who's listening and is tuning in right now.
Can I pull a card real quick?
I would love it. Just please do.
Okay. I'm going to pull, you know, one of my empowerment cards and see how the universe thinks we can all be more empowered right now with what's going on in the world, going on in our lives, going on in our work. Okay, so the card is Do the D's. D is in David. Do the D's. And what that means is you have the ability to attract, and this is amazing because we were just kind of saying this, the ability to attract into your life all your wants and needs by following the five D's. Decide what you want, determine to make it happen, diligently do everything in your power to achieve the goal, and detach yourself from the result. That's remarkable. Because that's kind of what we were just talking about.
Exactly.
Decide what you want, determine to make it happen, diligently do, which is two of the D's, everything in your power to achieve the goal, and detach yourself from the result, which is kind of what we were talking about too. Awesome.
Very, very awesome. Thanks a bunch, Anita. I love that. I wrote it down as quickly as I could. Chicken scratch. Oh,
well,
all right, folks.
I'll send you the card.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that, and I'll post it in it in our group.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. If you're on social media, you can follow us on facebook.com/universalenergyradio. On Instagram, we are Universal Energy Media. We appreciate you sharing your energy and positive vibes here. This is what we're about, and we just want to help ourselves and others be uplifted and come from a place of unconditional love. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate you listening to Universal Energy Radio. We'll be on again next Monday at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. And until then, we do have other shows going on during the week, too. So we feel very blessed to have different perspectives, different hosts that are going to share with us. But, Anita, I thank you, and I love you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to Universal Energy Radio. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.